Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that President Trump is continuing to insist on the resemblance of the United States of America to Russia. And this is not as a means of suggesting that there is a brotherhood between Americans of a MAGA persuasion and those people in Russia who support Vladimir Putin. It is to suggest that the kind of persecution that Putin visited on Alexei Navalny, may his memory be a blessing, who was killed because of his defiance of the regime, that that is something that is happening here in the United States. And while he clearly made the case, President Trump did, that he plays the role of Alexei Navalny, a dissident who's willing to risk everything for the sake of his ideals, it's unclear what role he believes Putin played in any of that. He didn't even mention Putin's name or who it is who is the American equivalent of Vladimir Putin trying to crush out all signs of dissent. And speaking of crushing out all signs of dissent, there's been a great deal of discussion about Tucker Carlson and his ongoing flirtation. It's not just a flirtation, it's a romance at this point. Romance with the Putin regime and with the nation of Russia in generally. He is back from his trip to Russia, where he did the controversial interview with Vladimir Putin. Actually, for people who actually tried to watch the entire interview, I think it was too boring to be controversial. I mean, first of all, yes, it was appropriate that it was associated with Valentine's Day.
I wish I knew
and
quit you.
Yes, Brokeback Mountain comes back. But no, Tucker Carlson on with Vladimir Putin. At one point, Putin spoke apparently for 28 minutes. And, of course, all of this was translated, but it was his own very biased history of Russia going back to Rurik. And Rurik was the establisher of the Russian dynasty. But we're talking about in 800 A.D. So this was a long Russian history lesson, not a particularly accurate Russian history lesson or one with deep perspective. But coming back home, Tucker Carlson did his debriefing, his back home interview, back in the USA interview, not back in the USSR, back in the USA. Tucker Carlson was on with Glenn Beck and insisted that no, he is not pro-Putin. This is clip 14.
He was very effective. If his goal was to win a Western audience to his perspective, it didn't make me more pro-Putin.
No.
Not that I was. And by the way, I should just say at the outset, I've been accused of being pro-Putin, and I'm not. But if I was, that's okay, too.
Right.
I'm an adult man, an American citizen. I can like or dislike anyone I want. I can have any opinion I want. I'm not ashamed of it. And the idea that, like, a small number of people in D.C. get to decide what I believe is not something I accept.
Okay, who is saying that anybody else gets to decide what you believe? It is a perfectly appropriate, however, for people to say that your beliefs are foolish and your beliefs are misguided and your beliefs are misleading other people. That's what debate is all about. I don't think anybody is talking about taking away your rights, Tucker Carlson. I mean, there's a headline about a new polling from Gallup that says Americans' favorable rating of Russia sinks to a new low. 9% of Americans have a favorable rating of Russia. I mean, that's a smaller percentage of people. That's a smaller percentage of people than those who are planning to vote for Robert Kennedy Jr. for president. I mean, he's getting up near 20% generally, 9% for Russia, and that's and Tucker Carlson is shocked that there are some people who are indignant that he apparently is part of that 9% favorable opinion, even though he says he's not pro-Putin. He continued with Glenn Beck. Listen.
I should just be very, very clear. If I was, I'm like the one person on the planet, you don't need to guess about my motives. I'll just say them. And if I was advocating for a different form of government and for authoritarianism, for a strong man, I would just say so. I would have no shame in saying that because I really believe that it's within my rights to say what I think. If I've been called a racist. If I was racist, I would just say it. I would just say it. But I'm not. And I'm not advocating for that. I'm advocating to return to America of, say, 1993. How radical? Is that really radical? No, I don't think that's very radical. In fact, I think we should be demanding it.
Okay. What is it about 1993 that's so magical? Is he talking about in 1993, the Clinton administration began. Bill Clinton took over and was president for 8 years. Now, part of what happened in 1993, 94, 95 was for the first time in many, many, many years, we got the budget somewhat under control. That was the work not just of Bill Clinton, but of Newt Gingrich. And the fact that they were able to work together after government shutdowns and difficulties, and of course it wasn't like a golden age to any extent, but we got welfare reform done, which was a major conservative goal, which actually got millions of people off welfare and relying on themselves. It was a great success in 1996. But what was it that went so wrong in America in 1993, where he believes, I want to take America back to 1993, and that was somehow prior to 93, a golden age. It's a peculiar point of view. And to take us back to 1993, we had just won the Cold War. And that's also one of the greatest accomplishments this country has ever had. But no positive accomplishments in Tucker Carlson's mind. And he believes he knows why, what the problem is. Listen, this is clip 11.
People around our country are destroying it, and they're doing it on purpose. And there's no doubt about that in my mind. And I've withheld judgment for a number of years now, but with what they've done at the border, completely changing the population of the country, letting in millions and millions of people who have no connection to the United States, can't possibly help our economy, can't possibly unify our very fractured civic culture, and whose loyalty to and knowledge of the United States is completely in question. In fact, their identities are in question. We don't know who they are. And they're coming through a country in the middle of a drug war. The whole thing is not, by the way, bad management. They're not doing the drug
war. No.
They're destroying the United States on purpose.
Okay, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? To take a group of Venezuelans who are running away from a socialist dictatorship in Venezuela to get here? And that's who most of these new arrivals are. They're Venezuelan, for God's sake. What does he think the purpose is? Because the people who are coming are not pro-socialist, they are anti-socialist, and that's why they're coming. And the idea that we have no sense that they can ever contribute to this country, he should take a look at some of the statistics about immigrant success in the United States and starting small businesses and more. There's more on the aftermath of Tucker Carlson's a romantic trip to Russia, and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Back in the USSR. No, the Beatles wrote the song to actually make fun of people who were infatuated with the old USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Would they have made fun of Tucker Carlson on that basis? For sure. And meanwhile, Speaker Paul Ryan, and yes, I still think of him as Speaker of the House. He was a terrific Speaker of the House, taking on a job he didn't want to take on, and one of the most difficult jobs in all of government. But former House Speaker Paul Ryan did an interview with the Washington Post and had some words of criticism, appropriate, it seems to me, for Tucker Carlson and for Donald Trump. Here is Speaker Paul Ryan, clip 21.
What worries me more, and not just Tucker, that's a symptom of all this, is that they're curating sympathy in America. And they're helping nurture and develop an isolationist wing in my party and in our country, which I think is very, very dangerous. They're developing, you know, people who want to see NATO reduced or NATO not adhered to. Obviously, former President Trump is pushing this line as well. So what I very much worry about is they're helping curate a line of thought, a school of thought that is isolationist, that is pro-Putin, pro-Russia, pro-tyranny at the end of the day, and that is extremely dangerous for all democracy, but for us, ourselves, democracy. And so what I see Tucker as just one little chapter in that story. I didn't watch that whole interview. I watched a little bit of it, but it just looked like a kind of an infomercial for Putin to be able to push his propaganda.
And yes, it was. And a lot of it extraordinarily boring propaganda. Thank you, Speaker Ryan. Look, this is a very difficult moment. I shared with you earlier today the piece by William Galston in the Wall Street Journal. And William Galston is no crazy liberal. He's no crazy cold warrior who wants to bring the United States and Russia to the point of confrontation. He's basically writing about the greatest achievement in most of our lifetimes, which is the fact, for those of us who were born after World War II, the greatest achievement was America's victory in the Cold War, where we were fighting an evil empire. And basically, John, what you're finding right now is Vladimir Putin is attempting to be on the other side, to rekindle the Cold War, to rebuild the evil empire. He has said that the greatest tragedy in human history was the destruction of the Soviet Union before he took over the so-called Russian Federation. And the idea that President Trump, according to accounts by several people who were present, it's very possible that one of those people was his national security advisor, his initial national security advisor, General McMaster at the time, when they informed President Trump about Article 5 of the NATO Charter. Article 5 of the NATO Charter is that if you're a member of NATO, if you're one of these countries, these democracies that are aligned with one another, and all of a sudden one of your fellow members of NATO is attacked, that you rush to their defense. And President Trump said, you mean if Russia attacks Lithuania, we have to go to war with Russia? And the idea is, yes, that's what an alliance of mutual defense means. That's what didn't happen to prevent World War II, is that the alliance, basically, that had existed between the Western countries and Czechoslovakia after the end of World War I, when Czechoslovakia was established and given its freedom. Lithuania is a remarkable country. And those Baltic states there, the idea that President Trump would say it's crazy to rush to the defense of Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia, the Baltic states, which are once known as captive nations, that is a very deep shame. John Stewart was also making comments about, I almost said Vladimir Tucker's trip to Russia. No, to Tucker Carlson's trip to Russia. This is clip 20A.
You aren't as dumb as your face would have us believe. Perhaps if your handlers had allowed, you would have seen there is a hidden fee to your cheap groceries and orderly streets. Ask Alexei Navalny or any of his supporters.
In Vladimir Putin's Russia, political repression is everywhere. And hundreds have been arrested for daring to honor Navalny so publicly.
Right. Because the difference between our urinal-caked, chaotic subways and your candelabra-ed, beautiful subways is the literal price of freedom. But the goal that Carlson and his ilk are pushing is that there's really no difference between our systems. In fact, theirs might be a little bit better. The question is, why? Why is Tucker doing this?
Okay, and why? And he gives a deeper perspective. 20B.
Here's why. It's because the old civilizational battle was communism versus capitalism. That's what drove the world since World War II. Russia was the enemy then. But now they think the battle is woke versus unwoke. And in that fight, Putin is an ally to the right. He's their friend. Unfortunately, he is also a brutal and ruthless dictator. So now they have to make Americans a little more comfortable with that. I mean, liberty is nice, but have you seen Russia's shopping carts? And Tucker would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling assassins.
In a statement to the New York Times, Carlson said, quote, "It is horrifying what happened to Navalny. The whole thing is barbaric and awful. No decent person would defend it."
Correct. No decent person would.
And the idea that Navalny's death is somehow being echoed here with Trump in the role of Navalny? Really? We will get to that, and the probably most significant of all of the comments made by the former president who wants to be the future president, that's coming up on the Michael Medved show. Also, there was another debate in the Senate campaign involving Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey, yes, the first baseman, the now 75-year-old former baseball star who is running second in that complicated California primary. A Republican senator from California? Unlikely. But all of a sudden, now a possibility again. We'll get to why. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount. 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump disclosed a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina on Tuesday. He acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Also, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Boeing has announced a leadership change for its 737 MAX program. On Wednesday, the company revealed that Ed Clark is departing from Boeing after almost 20 years. The move comes in the wake of increased scrutiny of the 737-9 MAX jets following an incident last month where a door plug fell off an Alaska Airlines flight. Keep an eye out for kayakers in the desert. In Death Valley, rangers are permitting kayaking on Lake Manly. It's a body of water revived after 10,000 years due to 2 years of heavy rainfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, Russia isn't the only country in the world with a shameful government, with a government that commits atrocities, that is responsible for murders like the death of Alexei Navalny most recently. But Russia is one of the main sources of authoritarianism and evil and viciousness. And the failure to recognize that and to recognize Russia as a force in the world that opposes all of the fundamental values of the United States, to the refusal to recognize that is a blindness. And one of the things that was outstanding about Jean Kirkpatrick, who was the UN ambassador for a time under the Reagan administration, and I believe under the George Herbert Walker Bush administration as well. But the idea is that there needs to be principled opposition to what people used to call moral equivalency. In other words, whenever during the Cold War people would point out that the Russians have literally millions of people in the gulag, in the system of basically concentration camps and forced labor camps across the country. It wasn't just Boris Badenov and the Rocky cartoons. It was the real killing of real people. the estimates of the number of people that Stalin was responsible for killing runs into the millions, as high as 30 million. It goes on and on. And the idea that anything that happens in Russia, that the response is, well, the Americas are perfect. Look at how we treated the Indians. There is a difference between a country that is imperfect, but that has tried for the most part for elevated goals, and a country that has often been barbaric. And the idea that, yes, well, there are Americans who are hungry, but that is comparable to the Holodomor, the forced hunger famine that killed millions of people in Ukraine, this under Stalin, and then was covered up by Walter Duranty. A number of people have compared Tucker Carlson to Walter Duranty. Walter Duranty was a reporter. He won the Pulitzer Prize in the New York Times, writing in the New York Times. He reported from Ukraine saying that all of the stories about people starving to death are nonsense, that the Ukraine is actually full of grain and feed and prosperous and everything is fine. And it now turns out, of course, that Walter Duranty, there have been moves to revoke his Pulitzer Prize. He was a member of the Communist Party. He was somebody who was basically using that same argument of moral equivalence that you hear all the time. Used to hear it on the extreme left. But now there are people on the extreme right. Let me give you an example. And this is from February 6th, 2017. President Trump had just taken over. He was a brand new rookie president. And just a few weeks after taking the oath of office and talking about American carnage, and he was doing an interview with Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, and it sounded like this.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you? Why?
Well, I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get along with him. He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right?
Major fight, that's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Isn't that chilling? Moral equivalency. You think our country's so innocent? Would you say that if somebody said Hitler was a killer? You think our country is so innocent? They said, well, Mao was a killer. He killed an estimated 75 million people in China over the course of his rule. You think our country is so innocent? And then there is the death of Alexei Navalny. This is President Trump last night. Talking about how it's actually happening here. Listen.
Navalny is a very sad situation, and he's very brave. He was a very brave guy because he went back. He could have stayed away. And frankly, probably would have been a lot better off staying away and talking from outside of the country as opposed to having to go back in, because people thought that could happen, and it did happen. And it's a horrible thing. But it's happening in our country, too. We are turning into a communist country in many ways. And if you look at it, I'm the leading candidate. I got indicted. I never heard of being indicted before. I got indicted four times. I have 8 or 9 trials, all because of the fact that I'm, and you know this, all because of the fact that I'm in politics. They indicted me on things that are so ridiculous. Fanny in Atlanta.
Okay. Basically, we're turning into a communist country. And comparing the prosecution of Navalny, or Evan Gershkovitz for that matter, the Wall Street Journal reporter who is still imprisoned in Russia. By the way, there was also some fact-checking done on part of what President Trump talked about last night about the classified documents case. This was CNN's Daniel Dale. Talking about some of President Trump's claims. Clip 18.
Absolutely allowed. That's why they passed the act in 1978. First of all, I didn't have to hand them over. But second of all, I would have done that. We were talking, and then all of a sudden they raided Mar-a-Lago.
This is like upside down imaginary history. I counted at least 4 inaccurate claims in that short segment. So number 1, Reagan and Bush did not take classified documents home. In fact, the National Archives debunked this claim last year when Trump made it then. He was not allowed to take these documents. It is in black and white in the Presidential Records Act that all official records belong to the government after a president leaves office. Allowing a president to take documents, classified documents, home was not why this act was passed in 1978. In fact, it was the opposite. The act was passed to make sure that the government, the people, own presidential records, unlike when Richard Nixon tried to take them home and destroy some of them. And then the last claim that we were talking, we were having friendly chats, and then all of a sudden the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. In fact, the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago came more than a year after the National Archives started its polite asking to try to get these documents back. So, Abby, it was not even close to something sudden.
Okay, putting this in perspective, it does seem to be important because, again, the idea that President Trump would treat the National Archives as an enemy because they wanted returned to them documents that belonged to the government. Speaking of enemies and enemy territory, for so long, the conservative movement in this country has considered California or written it off as enemy territory. And for those people with memory or knowledge of history, there's once a period of time that the California was a virtually automatic state supporting Republican candidates for high office, and including the presidency. And now, of course, California is overwhelmingly Democratic. President Trump lost California both times he ran by about 3 million votes. But all of a sudden now there's a Senate candidate who's about to clear the primary, and a Republican. Why? How? What's the amazing story? We'll give it to you coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are two little squib articles that turned up in the Seattle Times, both of which got my attention. One under the heading, Gila Monster. A Colorado man has died after being bitten by his pet Gila Monster in what would be a rare death by one of the desert lizards if the creature's venom turns out to have been the cause. Christopher Ward, 34, was taken to a hospital shortly after being by one of his two pet Gila monsters on February 12th. He was soon placed on life support and died Friday. Okay, they are known for their venom. They are known to be dangerous. What kind of pet are you bringing home? I'm sorry for his loss, etc., etc. But then, right under the Gila monsters in the news line in the Seattle Times, they have Senate race. The latest poll in California's hotly contested race for U.S. Senate shows former baseball star Steve Garvey rocketing into second place behind frontrunner Representative Adam Schiff, while fellow Democratic representatives Katie Porter and Barbara Lee struggle to catch up. Now, part of this is what California has adopted, which the state of Washington actually was first to adopt, which is what they call a jungle primary. In other words, they have a primary election, and whoever the top two candidates are who get the most votes, you can have 12 different candidates in a primary election. The ones who get chosen for the general election are not the top Republican and the top Democrat, it's the top two. If you have two Republicans, we had that in the state of Washington. We had a vote for state treasurer, and both of the people who cleared the primary were Republican. So you had a Republican state treasurer for one term. But what's happening in California is fairly amazing. There won't be two Republicans, but there may be one. In recent Senate races, there have been none because the Democrats so dominate the state. But now, all of a sudden, it shows, as they say, an Emerson College polling sponsored by Nexstar Media showed that Adam Schiff
a member of the House of Representatives, was the leader, but he was followed by former Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres first baseman Steve Garvey at 22%, not running that far behind Adam Schiff. And the New York Times even did a profile on Steve Garvey, very unflattering, of course, because Steve Garvey's a Republican. It says the 75-year-old Republican, a political novice, has raised only a sliver of the tens of millions of dollars needed to win a statewide race in California, that with only 2 weeks left until the March 5th primary on Super Tuesday, Mr. Garvey stands to win one of the two coveted November runoff spots, despite facing three experienced Democratic members of Congress and a host of other contenders. While Representative Adam Schiff has widened his overall lead, polls suggest that Mr. Garvey could beat Representative Katie Porter for the second place in California's unusual jungle primary. In a state so vast that 22 million voters were registered in the last presidential election, name recognition can still overcome political inexperience and a lack of money. Even if that name was largely made playing baseball four decades ago. And in a strategic move that has become common in California, Mr. Schiff has perhaps done more to help Mr. Garvey than Mr. Garvey himself. The leading Democrat has spent $10 million to air ads that ostensibly attack Mr. Garvey as too conservative for California, but that have the likely effect of rallying a critical mass of California Republican voters to his side. The result has been an improbable disruption of a contest that was expected to be dominated by two Democratic members of Congress. In other words, what Schiff is trying to do is to set up a situation where, look, would it be possible for Garvey, if he gets into the general election, to actually become competitive? It would be difficult. But all of a sudden he has two conservative for California. If you heard that and you're a conservative, wouldn't you be more likely to say, yeah, I'll come out and I'll vote for Steve Garvey? They attack Steve Garvey here, however. They attack him based upon his personal relationships and his many, many children from different sources. Less visible are the two daughters Mr. Garvey had with his first wife and the two children he had in 1989 with other romantic partners. And then it goes through his troubled relationship with some of his children. But when they're attacking me on that basis, is it an indication that there's a Republican in California who's being taken seriously? Well, there's one Republican who we take more seriously than any other. It's the greatest president of them all, Abraham Lincoln, the recent poll just showed. And in the week of President's Day, how appropriate to look at one of the great movies about a U.S. president. It's called Lincoln. Came out in 2012, but worth viewing any time.
Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Daniel Day-Lewis has already won two Best Actor Oscars, but he accomplishes yet another miraculous cinematic transformation in Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
We have stepped out upon the world stage now with the fate of human dignity in our hands. Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment now, now, now.
This remarkable movie focuses entirely on a few weeks in 1865 with President Lincoln fighting with Congress to win approval of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, putting an end to slavery once and for all. He works with a crucial ally, Congressman Thaddeus Stevens of Pennsylvania, well played by Tommy Lee Jones.
Abraham Lincoln has asked us to work with him to accomplish the death of slavery.
This fight is for the United States of America.
This settles the fate for all coming time.
This is very simply an amazing film, with a superb supporting cast, including Sally Field as Mary Todd Lincoln, David Strathairn as Seward, plus Joseph Gordon-Levitt, James Spader, and many more distinguished character actors. The movie digs deep into the nuts and bolts of politics, showing its corruption, nastiness, egotism, and insecurity, along with the possibility for nobility and even heroism. The story is complicated, so it helps if you have some background coming in, but it's also richly dramatic and historically informed and responsible, except for a few tacky scenes involving Lincoln's conversation with black soldiers and house servants, conversations that seem like 21st century wishful thinking. Spielberg doesn't really know how to end the film, but other than that, it's a full-out masterpiece bristling with life and genius. Rated PG-13 for brief scenes of violence and harsh language. 3.5 stars for the unforgettable Lincoln. Now it belongs to the ages.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.
Lincoln is a magnificent film, and one of the things magnificent about it is the film score. It has a film score by John Williams, like all of Spielberg's movies do, virtually all of them, but a particularly inspiring and wonderful score that even stands alone as a work of great music. Speaking of works of great music and what Lincoln dedicated his life to, which was ending the great and profound evil of slavery, there's a North Carolina school district where two doors in one of its high schools were recently labeled colored entrance and white entrance. And apparently teachers were attempting to teach what segregation was like. But meanwhile, you look at the picture and it looks very real. Colored entrance, white entrance. Are teachers being successfully retrained? We will talk about that. There's also a report that Putin's government is targeting an American citizen, who is also a citizen of Russia, a dual citizen, a ballerina, Ksenia Karolina. She's being targeted and tried for treason. Why? Because she made a $51 donation to Ukrainian charity. And a YouGov poll shows that nearly 9 months before Election Day, 9 months before, most registered U.S. voters have already decided who they're going to support. And what does that indicate? We'll tell you next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.